Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Nun Hei, Baba Kama 55A, pagination is 109. We'll start from the facing page, one line from the bottom. Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Ogil es Rabbi Chia bar Abo. The following question was posed. Mipnei ma bedibros harishonos lo nema behen tov. Why is it that by the first Asaras HaDibros, the Ten Commandments as we call them, it doesn't say the word Tov in the fifth commandment, the commandment about honoring parents, Kabed es Avicha ve'Esimecha, it doesn't say as it does by the second Dibros of Dibros Acharonos, Nema Bohen Tov, it does say, Lema'an Yitav Loch, in order that it should be good for you. The root word of Tov. So, if you want to look it up, the second Dibros are Vo'eschanon, that's Chumash Devarim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Tes Zayin. And the first Dibros, where you'll notice that that phrase is missing, is in Parshas Yisro, that's Shemos Chaf Yud Beis. So he wants to know, why is it that Lema'an Yitav Loch, the concept of goodness, is in the second set of Asaras HaDibros, and not in the first in Parshas Yisro? Omalo, he answered him back, top line, Ad she'ato sho'alani loma ne'ma behem tov, you're already asking me, why does it say good in Parshas Vo'eschanon? You're already a step ahead of me. Sha'aleini, you should be asking me, Im ne'emar bohen tov, if it says tov in Parshas Vo'eschanon, im lav or not. She'eini yodea, because I don't know, Im ne'emar bohen tov, im lav, if it says tov or it doesn't say tov, I don't know. Interesting thing for a Talmud scholar not to know. So some commentaries suggest that it is possible that there were great scholars who were very knowledgeable in all areas, but they didn't know the text on their fingertips. It's a little bit of a troubling approach because number one, one would be surprised that he wouldn't know it. And number two, if he doesn't know it, so open a Sefer Torah, look it up. His suggestion is not. His suggestion is, Kaloch etzo Rabbi Tanchum ben Chaniloi, go to a certain rabbi, Rabbi Tanchum, Shaya Rogel etzo Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because he was a person who was often by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and he would have heard these tidbits from such a great scholar, Shayabaki ba'agada, because he's an expert in the agadic study of Torah. And that's the address, that's where you can go to get the answer to your question, which definitely seems to compound the wonderment over here. That's the only way you can get the answer, whether indeed it says Tov in Parshas Vo'eschanon. Let's continue and we'll come back to this. Ozel Ligabe, he went to him. Amalemi menu lo shamati. It so happens that I never heard anything about this from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which was the reason that you were sent to me, because I always hung out by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Alakacha malishmo bar nochem achi imosho Rabbi Achob Rabbi Chanina, veamrila avi imosho Rabbi Achib Rabbi Chanina. There's a discussion of who he heard it from, but he says, I did hear an answer, an explanation to what's troubling you. And the answer is, Ha'il v'sofan lehishtaber. Since they were going to be broken, so they don't say the word tov in it. Asks the Gemara, v'chisofan lehishtaber mayhava. So what if they're going to get broken? Omer Rav Ashi, chas v'sholom paska tova miYisrael. In the process of breaking the luchos, so the text gets broken, and the word tov doesn't belong there as it's getting broken, because that would be a bad omen, chas v'shalom. That would be like good is ending, is broken. We don't want to do that. So Tov is missing from the first Luchos. What emerges is the possibility of learning a totally different explanation in what it was that this Talmud scholar didn't know. The text of the Chumash, he knew. And if he didn't, he could have opened the Sefer Torah and looked it up. What he didn't know is that the correct explanation as to why Lema'an Yitavloch is not there in the first Luchos, in the first time the Luchos are presented in Parshas Yisro, and in the second time they're presented, Parshas Vayeshanan, it does say Lema'an Yitavloch. Is the explanation that Yisro corresponds to the first Luchos and Vayeshanan corresponds to the second Luchos, and the first Luchos did not have this sentence and the second Luchos did have this sentence? I don't know. That's pretty advanced. For that, you need an expert in Agadah, because we do have discrepancies between the first and the second. Zachor v'Shamar is the most famous one. In Yisro, it says, Zachor es Yom HaShabbos l'kacho, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. And in Parshas Vayeshanan, it says, Shamar es Yom HaShabbos l'kacho, guard the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. And the explanation that is our tradition is that Zachor v'Shamar b'dibur echad, Hashem interlocked and said at the same time, Zachor and Shamar, that the observances, the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, and the restrictions, the Shamar, the guard Shabbos, were said as one. They're intertwined and you have to do both. So there are explanations as to why it says it one way in Yisro and one way in Vayeshanan. It doesn't necessarily mean that one set of Luchos had it and one set of Luchos did not have it. And therefore he recommended that he go to an expert in Agadah to know if indeed his question is valid, that the first Luchos did not have the word Tov or Yitav as the second Luchos do. And indeed, that was affirmed and explained. It was affirmed that indeed the first Luchos did not have the expression Leman Yitavloch, and it was explained because they were going to be broken, and Hashem didn't want to set that up, that the expression of good should end up getting broken. Omer Rabbi Yeshua said, Haroa tespa chalomo simon yofelo. Not only is the word Tov good, but the letter Tes embodies that. And the letter Tes represents goodness. A person sees it in a dream. It's a good sign. My time. Why indeed is the letter Tes? Let's skip four lines to the end of the line. Ha'olu pasach ba'akosav l'tova t'chila. Because when it's used in the Torah, it's used in the word Tov. Shemibereshis ad vayara lokim esor loksiv tes. The letter tes does not show up until and Hashem saw the light that it was good. So we have this tradition that the first place that the letter shows up is an expression of that letter. Starting from Bereshis, where does the letter show up? So the letter shows up in Tov, and therefore the entire letter Tes is associated with goodness. Indeed, we find in different places that there seems to be a predisposition to attribute the word Tov whenever you have the letter Tes. We have in Shabbos Kuf Dalid, in the famous Gemara, describing the different letters of the Aleph Beis. So Tes is Meitiv Lach, Hashem will be good to you, and Yud is Yerusha, Hashem will give you something eternal, an inheritance that goes from generation to generation, the brachas for a person who is a tzaddik. Likewise, in Tehillim, Chof Hei, chapter 25, which almost follows the Aleph Beis, we find Tov V'Yashar Hashem. The letter Tes is used for that. the famous capital that we call Ashrei, Kuf Mem Hei in Tehillim, is Tov Hashem Lakol. Tehillim Lamed Zayin, also following a pattern of Aleph Beis, Tov Ma'at LaTzadik, the goodness that's real integral goodness for the tzaddik. So the word tov, again, it's not all the time. You have Tehillim Lamed Dalet, which we say on Shabbos morning, the letter tes is used for ta'amu ura'u, taste. But you do find a high usage of tes being identified with the word tov. Again, going back to the Gemara says it was missing in the first luchos because they were going to be broken, and we didn't want to infer, Hashem didn't want to infer that goodness would be broken. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.